Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We got lots to dive into. The big story today as we start the program is starting to talk to folks about the Jimmy Lake replacement at DC. And first up was the Bengals defensive coordinator, Lou Anarumo.
I know. I think all their money went towards the offense up there. And, okay, who's your best player on defense for the Falcons?
Where did he come from?
Yeah. I would ask him.
Bates.
I would put far more emphasis on what he says than what user 8Q777 says on Twitter.
Yeah, I mean, you could argue that he lost one of his best leaders on that team. He still has Greg Hendrickson. I was just telling Chris today before the show, you could argue that, you know, the Super Bowl and when he finally got a shot to be a DC at the NFL level, it was amazing, and we all know how good that team was in just a few plays, maybe winning the championship. But the money, as you said, a lot of assets dedicated to the offensive side. Greg Hendrickson is better than anybody we've got on pass rush. And even with all the injuries, I think you could make the argument that the Bengals are still better than anything the Falcons rolled out with any lineup this year, even, you know, missing
Jesse
Bates.
Pretty depleted, though, but he's known as a schemer, innovative schemer, creates chaos, confuses quarterbacks.
Sorry, I said Greg Hendrickson is a buddy of mine. He's a referee. That's Trey Hendrickson. Greg, by the way, I didn't mention this.
Should I correct you on air when you do that?
Please do. Yes.
I normally don't feel like.
No, I tell Carl all the time because I'm not as bad as Steak, and I love you, Steak, but I'm a close second. You know, because, you know, Steak today, like the Falcons talking to Lou Albano today. What? Check that. Lou Albano, check that.
Wink Martindale, loved him on Gambit. Tic-tac-toe.
No, I mean, I butcher the name. I'm not as bad. I mean, we all do it from time. You speak 5 hours extemporaneously. I do butcher names. But like I said, I always say, like, you know, if you go with Trey, yes, his brother Greg. But, you know, no, but Greg Hendricks is a good buddy of mine. He's a referee who lives up in Woodstock, good friend of Carl and I, who unfortunately this year.
NFL referee?
No, he's done high school, college. He does, like, you know, like Division III, you know, and also high school. And he's done state championships. But he's a guy, I want to say it was a semifinal this year. I don't want to put him on blast, but he's trying to track down a receiver who's taking it to the house, and his hamstring rolls up like a party favor.
Oh, no.
And he's down for the count.
Oh, no.
So my boy Greg is like, I don't think I'm going to be running the sidelines anytime soon. But Trey is the guy that gets all the sacks on the Bengals.
Yep.
But now if you know Greg, great guy. Maybe you'll see him up there at Woodstock one day. Good guy. But, the Bengals still are a better defense despite all their shortcomings and where they ranked at the end of the year. And Chris pointed out today before our show meeting. So, I don't have a problem. If it is Lou Anarumo and that's who they think fits best with what we're trying to do, okay. But I still think he's coming from a better team. He didn't do as much with more, I guess, is the point I'm trying to make.
Yeah, I just want players. Can we get some good interior defensive linemen? Can we get an athletic linebacker? Can we get somebody to supplement A.J. Terrell in the secondary as well? I mean, those are the needs that stand out to me.
Yeah, and the other aspect
is get some players, Jimmys and Joes,
right,
man.
And this we said it yesterday, and it's funny because the only place in America where people actually lobby for the front office that hasn't been in the playoffs for 7 years, and this general manager for four. But I was like, yeah, maybe you have your press conference after you whack the defensive coordinator and explain how you're going to fix the defense. You just got a guy fired.
They did it for the news dump.
News dump on a Saturday. You know, this just in. So yeah, that's just you know me. I'm not very fond right now how this organization is functioning, but you got to get better guys. I mean, you look like, for instance, last night, Rob, look at the Rams. You lose a generational talent, right?
Yeah.
You've got one of the greatest defensive linemen, Aaron Donald. He leaves. The next year, your first playoff game without Aaron Donald, you got 9 sacks.
Yeah.
Because you drafted.
And that's not a D-line littered with first rounders. You got Chris Shula, Don Shula's grandson.
And they're all middle rounders. They did an unbelievable. That was Raheem's last year with the Rams. I would like to think he would hopefully be involved with some of the guys we drafted. Eventually, we'll see him on the field. But, I mean, that Rams draft last year, and then the year before, but this is the most recent with Jared Verse and Braden Fisk. Those guys get after it. And by the way, we'll talk more about it coming up in the headlines. Sam Darnold, I mean, it was almost like you were watching like a ticker on a stock on CNBC.
I was about to say.
And every time something happened, like, and now you're making $35 million a year. $30 million a year.
It's like watching Enron stock, right?
Right. But that was impressive. But that's Les Snead. But they're doing the dirty work. They're getting those guys. I mean, you used to be all those years with the Rams. F those picks, and we'll get into free agency. And that defense was amazing last night. It's been amazing the second half of the season.
How much money are the Falcons going to have, though? They can restructure a lot of dudes. They have to be willing to do that. But I would think they would want to if they want to win.
Right.
I mean, there's certainly a way around the Kirk Cousins issue. I know that's an albatross seemingly, but there's certainly a way around it.
I mean, you would take the hits. The thing is, the way it's been explained to me, no matter how you do it post June 1 designation, you're still taking a $40 million dead cap hit this year and a $25 the following year. And the good news is the Broncos, they also draft better than we do. They didn't take Troy Anderson. They took Nick Benito.
Yeah.
You know, they take guys to get on the field and 30 sacks in 3 years, as opposed to guys has half a sack in his 9 games that he played.
Nine games in three.
You know, but the Broncos, that's the positive glass half full, Rob, is they're in cap hell, and they're the first team with that much dead cap space to make the playoffs.
Yep. Well, we see how they ended up in the playoffs. So, basically all the home teams won except for the Buccaneers.
Right.
Isn't that something?
And they, I think, didn't really manage the clock very well.
No.
I thought they got too cute. We talked about the defensive schematics yesterday. Almost like an overreaction to Jaden Daniels with too much guys spying, taking people out of coverage. And it kind of came.
They had two guys spying on one particular play that they that they showcased, and they got burned by that.
Right.
And how many times in that key play at the end of the game where he was able to run for that first down, you had him in the backfield.
Right, missed tackle. Same thing we did at times.
We did that a lot as well. We couldn't get him on the ground.
But I do, you know, like moving forward, Washington to at least be competitive for a half before DC drops the hammer, right? I would think. The Rams and Eagles are an interesting matchup, too, now because style makes the fight. And knowing that, you know, Jalen Hurts coming off the concussion, he threw 2 touchdowns. He was clean, but he wasn't, you know, he didn't look great.
No.
You know, since the 2 weeks of rust. A.J. Brown wasn't a factor. So I think, you know, you try.
I mean,
you still got Saquon Barkley, but that all of a sudden that game seems a lot more compelling.
I was saying the Rams were dangerous coming into the playoffs. They're getting healthy. You've got Matt Stafford. There's nothing on the football field he hasn't seen.
Right.
Sean McVay, probably the highest IQ coach, brilliant football mind. Oh, and look at Shula.
Right.
Not a failed coach like his dad or uncle.
Yeah. Now, is it David's son?
It's David's son.
Yeah. And Dave, for guys of Chris's generation, David Shula. Oof. Yeah.
Mike Shula, Alabama failure. David Shula, the Bengals. Yep.
And David Shula was basically the quarterback's coach. Yeah, like as if Dan Marino, Dave Archer tells some great stories about being in the quarterback meeting room and Dave Shula trying to get these meetings going. And Marino with his feet up on the table, like you're spitting sunflower seeds and sunglasses on. And David, come on, Dan, let's get serious here.
Did he have his little spoon around his neck?
Yeah, I want to say that it was McMahon, and either Jaworski and Arch in Miami as part of the backup room.
Yeah.
And the way that Arch tells the story, next time we have him on, we'll have him tell the story. And David, because no one respects Dave because it's pure nepotism.
Yeah, of course.
You know, Dad's not true, and Dave's like this little twit.
But tell my dad if you don't listen to me.
He wound up running the steakhouse, which apparently he's better at than being a football coach. But the way he tells the story is Shula's trying to run the meeting, and Marino's like, hey, man, pick a guy, let it fly.
I just pantomime blow. That's unfair.
But yeah. But his son, you know, David, the talent has moved up a generation. How about that?
Poor Dan Marino. Never had a running game. That's all he needed down there.
I know. And aside in the defense with Tom Olivadotti, I used to have tickets for that team. But it is Rob Tribble in for Carl Dukes today. We're live at State Farm Arena. We'll be talking all about the Falcons. Get your take to open up the phone lines and see who do you guys want. Or off the top of my head, I'd like to talk to Robert Saleh. Do you have a guy for D.C.?
No, I want players.
I mean, you'll get that too, but who's going to be your guy directing them?
I don't know. Maybe Saleh, but would Raheem want a guy coming in who might be his replacement sort
that's
of thing?
That's what I said. See, Carl said that's not a problem. I said,
that's always a little bit of an issue.
Because if you struggle, you've got a guy that can jump right in and take that gig.
And I think Saleh might be too much of an alpha for Raheem, though. He's kind of a...
I don't know. That's a good way. I mean, I don't want to play pocket psychologist, but some folks would.
Oh, I'm willing to do it.
I know you are.
I read the DSM every day when I'm sitting on the can. I know everything about every malady whatsoever. I can weed out the red flags in my life, my friend.
Hey, Rob's in for Carl. This hour of Dukes and Bell is brought to you by Padley. Sell your home for cash fast. Just go PADLYBuys.com. That's Padley. We are live at State Farm. We will get into the Hawks. We'll talk a lot of NFL. Talk some Georgia, too. One thing before we go to break. Today, it was like innocently enough, I was on the Twitter, don't say X, and I just mentioned a tweet, and I said, I've talked to a couple of, when I say Georgia insiders, some of the guys that you hear, because, we talk to, Connor Riley, and, we have a bunch of guys you hear on the station, we're friends, we talk to Rusty Manziel, and the point I was getting to on Twitter today, I said, do you feel if you're a Georgia Bulldog fan, and I said, I'm asking, Georgia insiders why Kirby wouldn't be looking to improve any area that needs improvement, OC, and
right.
O-line.
Right.
Because the trenches, and I didn't put Schumann out there for defense. A couple guys brought up Schumann. I think if you're Kirby with the resources he has, everything's up for grabs every season, evaluated.
He can get anything he wants whenever he wants it, I would think. Right.
And, look, I know that Bobo's always a lightning rod. I just don't – you feel that Bobo is the best you could get as offensive coordinator? I'd like to think there's a younger – a different approach. I think Kirby
– So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is he married to it? I don't know.
But I guess I would push back by saying, why don't you get guys you can block? Why don't you get guys that can actually catch the ball?
And that's what that's what Georgia fans were telling me today. But I also said, there's games like Alabama where, hey, let's get into a peeing contest with Jalen Milroe. Why don't you just run the damn ball and get the game back in your side?
Right.
As opposed to letting the
offense
overtake
you. I mean, that's a good point,
you.
Too. I mean, sure. But I think it's all about the players, though, man. It's all about the players.
And that's what a lot of guys are saying. And in the world of college football now where everything is so, fair. Now, what do you think? It's unfair for your team that's been a powerhouse, but it's just so balanced, and just one or two players can tip the table to to Notre Dame's favor. So that's kind of the world that Georgia's living in. But I just think it shows you again, Rob, just how hard it is to win championships. And Georgia, yes, I get Georgia fans are spoiled, but I don't want to fall back into that complacency era of like, oh, can't do any better than Mark Richt. You know, I mean,
there was a complaint, but he's such a good man.
Of course he is.
Of course he is.
And everybody knows
great.
Who. And everybody knows.
So's Kirk Cousins, but you got to sit his ass down.
Hey, all of these guys are good. I didn't really get to meet Jimmy Lake maybe once or twice at Falcons. They're not like these are guys going like, let me throw a child in front of a moving train. No, they're all good guys. They're all getting paid millions of dollars to do this job. But you got to do it better.